Alone, The Classic Polar Adventure by Admiral Richard E. Byrd. Read by Tim Halber.
Preface. This book is the account of a personal experience, so personal that for 4 years I could not bring myself to write it. It is different from anything else I've ever written. My other books have been factual, impersonal narratives of my expeditions and flights. This book, on the other hand, is the story of an experience which was in considerable part subjective. I very nearly died before it was over, and since my sufferings bulked so large in it, and since a man's instinct is to keep such things to himself, I did not see how I could write about Advance Base and still escape making an unseemly show of my feelings. Also, I was a long time recovering from the effects of my stay at latitude 80 degrees 08 south, and the whole business was so intimate in memory that I doubted that I could approach it with the proper detachment. But in this decision, my friends would not let me be. Wherever I went, they asked me questions. And finally, in December 1937, some of my closest friends, whom I happened to be with one evening in New York, persuaded me to write the book while the facts were vivid in my mind. I agreed, but with reluctance. I foresaw that a number of difficulties would rise to plague me once I started to write. For one thing, I knew that it could not be other than harrowing to relive some of the bitter moments of Advance Base, and for another, I appreciated that I should be obliged to discuss matters of personal moment in a way that would be distasteful. But encouraged by the enthusiasm of my friends and the urging of my publishers, I shut out the doubts and agreed to go ahead. As the writing progressed, my earlier misgivings were confirmed. Indeed, there were times when I was on the verge of giving up the book entirely, and would have done so had there been any honorable way out. For there were aspects of this situation which I would rather not mention at all, since they involved that queer business called self-respect. Nevertheless, I finished what I started out to do, and this book represents the simple truth about myself and my affairs during that time. The original intention was to use my diary, which was very detailed and voluminous, as the prime ingredient in the book. But I soon discovered that it was almost impossible to maintain an intelligible sequence and proportion by relying on the diary alone, since it was inescapably full of repetitious matter, cryptic references to things meaningful only to myself, and random jottings. Besides, there were very many personal things directed to my family which I did not wish to include. In consequence, though, I've used considerable sections and many excerpts, and I've used them only where I felt they were illuminating. No particular effort has been made in the text to indicate whether the entry for a particular day is complete or only an excerpt lifted bodily from the diary. I did not want to clutter up the book with bibliographical apparatus. However, the diary, as well as numerous notes which I made on my meteorological forms, the calendar, and loose sheets of paper, have been an excellent means of refreshing my memory. Now, this book is called Alone. But obviously no man could have done what I did without the loyal and sympathetic support of many other men. That support was one of the fine things of the whole experience, and it was especially manifested after my return from Advance Base, when the 55 men at Little America did everything possible to lighten the burden of leadership. One debt which I'm happy to acknowledge in this connection is to my old shipmate George Noble, the executive officer, who cared for me unsparingly until we reached New Zealand. R.E.B., Boston, Massachusetts, October 1938. 1933, The Idea. Balling Advance Weather Base, which I manned alone during the Antarctic winter night of 1934, was planted in the dark immensity of the Ross Ice Barrier, on a line between Little America and the South Pole. It was the first inland station ever occupied in the world's southernmost continent. My decision to winter there was harder, perhaps, than even some of the men at Little America appreciated, for the original plan had been to staff the base with several men, but as we shall presently see, this proved impossible. In consequence, I had to choose whether to give up the base entirely, and the scientific mission with it, or to man it by myself. I could not bring myself to give it up. This much should be understood from the beginning. That above everything else, and beyond the solid worth of weather and auroral observations in the hitherto unoccupied interior of Antarctica and my interest in these studies, I really wanted to go for the experience's sake. So the motive was in part personal. Aside from the meteorological and auroral work, I had no important purposes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?